It must have been there when, about 65, 70 years ago. That house. And the way my grandfather and we used to do, we used to go out and gather wood. And those that had those old porches, you know, and they would stack the wood on them, just have enough opening for the door to come in on the porch, you know, into the house. And that's where he got his right now. Just got that wood stacked all the way around on that old porch, you know. Yeah.
That sign you're talking about, is that anything like weatherboarding? Have you heard of that?
Weatherboarding, yeah. That's what it is. Uh-huh. See, you would nail, but that stuff all rough, you know. What all rough then? We didn't even know nothing about no dress llama. Wasn't no dress llama then, you know. All rough stuff, and you leave a crack about that wide. All right, and then you come with another board over that crack, you know. That's where you did your shingles when you put your shingles on your roof. The same way we done the side. Same thing.
When you were coming up on the farm, did you ever have to milk the cow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you get the milk in?
Milk pail. Okay. Milk pail.
Did you ever have trouble with her, like she wouldn't stand still or anything like that?
Yeah.
Watch
it? Yeah.
Kick at you?
Yeah. We would have we didn't, if she would eat the feed up before we could get the milk in her, then we'd have trouble with her, you know. But we were trying, we couldn't give her too much feed on account of, you didn't have that kind of feed to give her, you know. You'd give her a small amount of feed, then you had to go ahead and milk your cow before she get through eating, because if you didn't, you were going to have trouble with her, you know. So we would range the order, give her feed, then we'd get right there and go ahead on and milk and get through with it, you see, before she get through eating. And but we had one cow, we had to tie her legs every time we milked her. Yeah! Had to tie our legs every time we milked.
Well, was there anything that people could say to a cow to make her be still or move her leg back or something?
Yeah, you would always talk to them. You'd tell them, saw.
What would that mean?
That would mean behave, you know.
Saw.
You saw,
well,
yeah.
I saw. You never hear that nowadays.
No, you don't get it. No.
Why that word not know?
I don't know. Saw. That's what we would tell them. It means behave, you know. But you don't hear that now.
Well, what would your daddy, like if he wanted to get the cows to come in from the pasture, why would he call to them to get them to come in?
So. That's what he would call them. That's exactly what he'd call them.
They come running? would he say the same thing to a calf maybe, or would they just follow the mother in?
Yeah, well they would say Sue on to the calf too, but they would say Sue calf. It would call the calf, you see.
Right.
But the cow, they would just call her Sue, you know. Sue.
Right.
And they would come too.
Did it take them long to learn that?
No. But you take, if you would get them out there, you take most of the older cow, you would train her, and then the calf be trained by the old cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You would go out there and go to call in the old cow, and if the calf with the old cow, calf gonna follow the cow every time you go to doing that, you see. And then that cow know you got some feed for them. All right, when you feed them, you do that.